Thank you for calling XBL. This is Brittany speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, Brittany. Thank you so much for answering the call. My name is CJ from Appliance Services. I'm calling in behalf of the customer named Garlar. I don't know his name. Would you like to have the FMS number?
All right. And what is the FMS number?
It's 6772-5470.
All right. And is that for Edil Tongok?
Mm-hmm. That's
okay, at 306 Gold Street?
Exactly.
Okay.
The customer happens to have an appointment for today for installation.
Okay.
But as per customer, he did not receive a call.
Okay.
And right now, he just received an email that the technician went to the property, but he was not given a heads up.
Okay. Let me look and see what's going on.
So the status of the installation was completed.
So the installation was canceled because he wasn't there, but he never got a phone call to let him know. Let the techno let them know he was on the way. Am I understanding that correctly?
Exactly.
Okay. Give me just a second. I'm going to notate everything.
Because the customer did not leave in the property, so he needs a heads up to before the technician could come so that he could also come to the house where the dishwasher should be installed as well.
Okay.
And he did not receive any call.
Okay, I apologize for the way I'm just making sure I notate everything correctly. Make sure I can spell correctly too. That would be fantastic. I know that's still wrong. Call, didn't get the courtesy call. Now, has the technician already left? Do you know, have you spoke with the technician already? Or you just spoke with the customer?
No, I have just spoke to the customer. I haven't spoke to the technician, and I'll try to redo the appointment to have it rescheduled, but I could not do it here in my end.
Okay. All right, let's see what's going on.
The customer wants a courtesy call an hour before the technician would come.
Okay, I'm trying to make sure an hour, I'll make notation of that so the service provider can know that, but I'm not sure if they can, I think they can accommodate. I don't want to tell you a lie. Huh, he hasn't updated other than that. Oh, I see it's canceled. Ah, I see. I see. But he, okay, I apologize. It's taking a little longer. I'm just trying to, I see he canceled it, but he didn't make any other notations.
Sure, just take your time. Let me just refresh my holding time for a moment, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hi, yes.
Okay. 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 All right. Let me reach out to my senior agent to make sure I'm doing this correctly, because I know we can reschedule, but I want to make sure I'm doing everything correctly. Okay.
All right. Take your time.
Because I want to make sure everything is done correctly, because he should have gotten a phone call. They're usually pretty good about doing the phone calls.
Yes, because that's a standard procedure that we do follow, all of us. So I also verify customers' phone number, and the phone number in here is the correct one.
So then usually they'll call us and say, hey, listen, I tried to reach out to the customer. I couldn't get them, or, you know, something to that nature, but there's no notes. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Let's get him rescheduled first. Okay. Now, did he ask you or give you permission to reschedule for him, or does he want to reach out to us specifically and have us reschedule it?
I'm trying to reschedule here in my end because we could no longer do that today, right? So, but I could not reschedule it. It is legal completed, but I could not set up a redo. That's why I also call you to possibly reschedule the appointment in your end.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure that we all want to make sure I'm doing everything you need.
Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. And was this for an installation? Because I see that there is a delivery already that was on the 5th. This was just for the install, correct?
Yes, just for installation.
Okay. Okay. I want to make sure everything is up to date, because I don't have any notes from the tech saying, like, hey, there was an issue. That's why I was like, okay, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Let's see if it'll let me reschedule. Pending client reschedule. Okay. Let's see what dates it's given me for availability. Today is Thursday, the 20th. Okay, so the next available date I have for installation would be the 25th. I have the 25th. Yes, this Tuesday. I apologize. And did they express wanting like a specific date, or wanting like just the most available, the quickest date?
The quickest date possible.
Okay. Let's see what time. Okay. It's giving between a 7 to 1 and then a noon until end of business day.
All right. Let me just inform that the customer okay for a moment.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Hi, Brittany. Thank you so much for the patience. The customer yes, want to have the appointment on the 25th, Tuesday, around 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Okay, we'll choose that time frame. Okay. Okay, and what I'm also notating that is that he would like a phone call an hour before
yeah,
they're on the way. Okay, make sure everything is here. Okay. Okay, add that there. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Make sure that's notated as well. Yes, work for me. Thank you. 25th, come on. We don't want to lose that time slot. Thank you. Load. Okay. Don't be that guy. Oh, please don't tell me we lost it. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, sweet pea. All right, let's try that 8. Whoa. Okay. There it is. Okay. Ah, it took it. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I was like, wait, what did it do? No. Okay, it fixed it. Okay. So I have got him rescheduled for the 25th from 12 until 5. Let me make sure I don't need to give you any other thing or do anything else. I want to make sure I make this comment. Add it here as well. Please call 1 hour ahead. And that way the techs will see it as soon as they get their list in the morning. They'll see that they need to call him an hour ahead of time.
All right. So the reschedule was already set up, and that would be on May 25th, 2021, in between 12 to 5 p.m. Are you going to provide me a new order number or just the same one?
So far, it's the same order number, but I want to make sure I finish everything correctly, and then give me one more second. I just got a response to make sure I did everything correctly so that you don't need an FMS number or a different order number. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. I apologize for taking so long. I just want to make sure I'm doing it right. We already got an unhappy customer. We don't want to make it worse.
Totally.
Okay. Okay, so his order number, if he has to call us, if you have to call us back, his order number is going to be 071, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, 7, B as in Bravo, C as in Charlie.
Oh, it's just the same claim number?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Okay, so what I did is I did reschedule him. I did make notes to let them know so that they'll know that the tech never did call him and that he needs a phone call an hour before so that he can actually get to the home, to the property, so that he can get that install on time and when he wants it, when he needs it. All right. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, nothing at all. Brittany, thank you so much for the help, and have a great shift. Goodbye for now.
Thank you, and thank you for speaking with me at XBO, and thank you for being so patient.
Have a great day, Brittany.
You too.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.